next speaker today is Louis Inostroza. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone. I'm going to talk about the genome-wide association of cold tolerance related trait in white clover. For this study, we are using naturalized population in the South America, in the Patagonia area of South America, because we think that this germplasm has developed some genetics and physiological mechanisms associated with the cold tolerance in this species. The grazing livestock system in Chile are mainly based on the ryegrass and perennial ryegrass and white clover mixture. The dry matter production and distribution during the year is modeled by the climatic condition. In Chile, we have a Mediterranean climate with cold and rainy winter, and also with a hot and dry summer. In this kind of environment, the mixed soil growth is stopped during winter because the environmental temperature is lower than the minimal thermal requirement for this species. It's around 5 to 10 degrees Celsius. In this slide, I'm going to show you the mixed soil growth pattern in Mediterranean environment. As you can see, in this part of the year, in the winter, the cold season affects the white clover contribution to the mixture in two ways. The first way, during the middle part of the winter, white clover is dormant and perennial ryegrass is able to maintain a low growth rate during the cold season. And also, at the beginning of the spring, perennial ryegrass has a higher regrowth vigor than white clover because perennial ryegrass white clover has a higher thermal requirement than perennial ryegrass. And this causes a low competitive ability in white clover and is affecting the white clover contribution at the beginning of the season. We think that improving white clover cold tolerance, we can increase the annual dry matter production, we can extend the grazing period, and also we can diminish the conserved forest requirement, which is an important issue because this has a very important economic impact. For a study, the white clover cold tolerance, we developed a white clover association mapping population. We select 1,800 genotypes from 28 naturalized populations from the Patagonia area in South America, and also we include two commercial cultivars. We apply a cold tolerance filter using an indoor methodology and growing the plants at low temperature from 0 to minus 8 degrees Celsius. And we use the LT50 as a selection criteria. Using this filter, we develop our population, including 192 genotypes. 96 genotypes was considered as a cold sensitive, and another group of 96 genotypes was considered as cold tolerant genotypes. The objective of this work was identify genomic regions controlling the expression of phenotypic traits related to the cold tolerance in this population, in this white clover association mapping population. For plant phenotyping, we established our population in three environments with a winter cold gradient associated with the altitude. We established our warmest environment is around 1,100 meters above sea level, and our coldest environment is around 1,000 meters above sea level. We clonally propagate the white clover association mapping population, and we establish in a spaced plant experiment in an alpha lattice experimental design using two reps. For plant phenotyping, we use two groups of phenotypic traits. We use this conceptual model and divide the phenotypic trait related with cold tolerance in white clover in two groups. One group is clustering some phenotypic trait conferring early vigor to white clover, and in another cluster, we consider some phenotypic trait conferring ability for plant survival during winter. The early vigor traits are mainly related with the growth capacity at low temperature, and the plant survival traits are related with the storage capacity of the plant. The storage capacity and the capacity to use this reserve during the cold season. We think that combining some plant survival traits and plant early vigor traits, we can increase the growth rate during the cold season in white clover. And with this, we can improve the competitive ability with ryegrass at the beginning of the spring. And also, this should result in a high dry matter production during the spring. I think that this is our more important try, the dry matter production, which is involving all the expression of these different kinds of phenotypic traits. For plant genotyping, we use a next generation sequencing methodology called CaptureSeq. 10,000 proofs were designed using public wet clover EST and also some EST aligned to the Medicago truncatula and Trifolium pratensis genome. And sequencing was performing with Illumina platform for the SNP calling. This was important work because white clover is a allotetraploid species and have a lot of problems for doing this kind of work. And also because of the lack of reference genome, we use the Medicago truncatula genome for reference, and we consider a SNP when they have a 48x of read depth. They were biallelic with an average quality score higher than 20 and present in at least 90% of the population. And with this criteria, we identify more than 80,000 SNP in our population. The dosage were resolved by allele-specific read depth using FreeBase software. In this software, we assign a value of 0 and 4 for the homozygous and 1, 2, 3 for the heterozygous classes. We analyzed the phenotypic data using mixed model in R. We estimate the L-SMINs, broad central heritability, genetic and phenotypic correlation, and the GBE interaction. Also, we carried out some population genetic analysis. We estimate the population structure using a discriminant analysis of principal component. We estimate the genetic distance between individuals, and also we calculate the FST values. And we estimate the linkage disequilibrium for our population. For GWAS analysis, we consider a model using including the population structure, the genetic relationship between the individuals, and for this analysis we use the GWAS poly package. This is an error package developed for tetraploid species. In this picture, I want to show you the GBE interaction for dry matter production, one of the most important traits. As you can see, the plot is clustering the environment and growing season. In this part of the graph, you can see the first growing season and all the location clusters together. This was because during the first season we didn't have a cold period because the plant was planted during the spring. As soon as we got an entire growing season, the environment was clustering according to the cold gradient. In this part of the graph, the was clustering the two seasons of the warmest environment, and in this part of the graph was clustered the two seasons of the coldest environment. This graph is so important because we are describing the two environments related with the cold, and we have two mega environments. And for this reason, for the GWAS analysis, we only use the most coldest environment because the information between these two environments is the same. This is the phenotypic relationship between all the phenotypic tribes with spring dry matter or target tribes. We found some important phenotypic relationship associated with the leaf traits during the winter period, and also some phenotypic traits related with the stolon morphology associated to the capacity of the plant to store carbohydrates during the winter. And also we found phenotypic relationship with the capacity of the plant of use the carbohydrates during the winter period. This is a detail of the phenotypic trait that was more related phenotypically with the spring dry matter. As you can see, in this part of the table, we have the genetic correlation between spring dry matter and every single trait. The genetic correlation was varied between 0.25 for stolon length and 0.94 for total dry matter. We also observe a low to medium value for product inheritability, but we found some phenotypic traits like leaf area, petiole length, and stolon dry matter that show medium to high product inheritability. We observe a broad range of phenotypic variation into each location, but also we observe a strong environment effect. In most of the cases, the coldest environment reduced the phenotypic expression of this cold-related trait. Only the stolon diameter was increased under the cold environment because the stolon diameter is related to the capacity of the plant to store carbohydrate. But an increase in stolon diameter and a reduction in all the other traits caused a reduction in dry matter production near to 40%. And also in a reduction in spring dry matter near to 25%. This is the we measured the carbohydrate water soluble carbohydrate in T period during the winter season, and you can see in this part of the graph the rate of degradation of the water soluble carbohydrate. This is an important physiological mechanism associated to the capacity of the plant to support the cold tolerance. We analyzed the population structure using two methods, and we obtained a similar result. We have two clusters related with the foundational population related to the cold tolerance. Also, we estimate the linkage disequilibrium pattern, and we observe a rapid LD decay. The R-square value falls to 0.2 in just 134 kVp. For the GWAS analysis, the package was using as mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, in a tetraploid species, you can see five genetic class, and the software that we use was assigning a different value to each genetic class, and the software is testing in a simultaneously way the four different models. As you can see in this, as you can see in this figure, an example from the output of this software. In our work, we identified 177 QTLs, and most of the QTL was detecting with the general model. testing in the software, and also we identify some multi-trait QTLs. For example, in the chromosome 2 and chromosome 7, we have some QTL controlling the spring dry matter, total dry matter production, spatial length, and leaf area. And also, we identify an strong and robust QTL in the for water-soluble carbohydrate during winter. In conclusion, we identify 177 genomic region controlling white clover genotype, and we are using 22 of these genomic regions for identify candidate genes in this population. Thank you.
One question out there from the audience.
Thank you.